Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm Paige.
Well, I missed the old one now already.
I know.
The slow pour.
It's kind of creepy.
The slow pour.
Slow pour.
So for those of you that are having trouble with some dating apps, perhaps.
Yes. Yeah. I recommend not dating an app.
Well, using one.
Right.
I wouldn't date an app.
Or anyone that went to App State.
No.
Well. How about that?
Well.
I mean, darn.
Yeah, I said it.
There's a dating service that's taking off on college campuses, and this is primarily in California. But it might
California.
Eucla.
It's called Ditto. And it's a full-on AI.
What's up, Melissa?
Hey,
you got
Marissa.
Any new Dittos?
She sells Dittos.
She does.
That's what they call their buy one, get one free sale. Grammar people love it.
This thing is a full-on AI experience that does everything for you.
They even have ones that will leave a mess, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. So it's bringing your profiles to life as agents. So this is how it works. Students complete a survey, and the system analyzes the data, or data, you know, and finds one match for you. And the pairings are set out once a week on Wednesday, and the students choose the times that work for them on the date. So they just have to show up, and the AI creates the itinerary and plans everything for you.
You know what? I never did this. I wouldn't do it now. I don't, you know, whatever. But I never went on a blind date.
Never?
No.
Why? You don't have friends that want to set you up with a nice girl? She's a nice girl.
No, I've had that happen when I didn't want it to happen. And they would be fine. It would just be like, that. Yeah, that's the worst thing. And it's usually the women that do it. They'll say, you know, I feel bad we don't get to see Tony anymore. Well,
yeah.
Dating anybody anymore. Well, let's try to, I was talking give me a name of a lady you don't like, Paige. Any name of a lady you don't like.
Bertha.
And an Aunt Bertha, man.
I'm sorry.
Bertha's, you know.
I hate that name, too.
No, it's not that I hate that, but I just assumed that you didn't have a
Bertha. Bertha's looking for a guy. Yeah. Bring her, but don't tell him.
Oh.
And then he shows up. Mm-hmm. That happened to me. And I love my friends. I love them both. I've known him longer. But that was sweet, but I did not like that at all. And I told him. I did not in a mean way. I was like, please don't ever do that again. I can't.
Mm-hmm. That sounds kind of dickish, to be honest with you.
Well, their heart was in the right place. But, you know, I was like, But
I love the prom date story the best. That was the setup, too.
That sucked.
I'm sorry. You double dated?
She ended up being a lesbo.
What?
No, she didn't.
Yeah, when you guys went to the steakhouse together.
She was seeing
that
someone
wasn't
else.
Prom. Was the one where I asked the girl, I said, hey, you seen anybody? She's like, no. I said, you want to go to prom? She's like, yeah. And then a week before prom, she's like, hey, I started dating David, but I'll still go to the prom with you. I'm like,
God almighty.
It's like, okay.
I thank you, Paige. That deserves
me like a simp.
Good God almighty. He was a golfer.
Should have broke her arm.
He was a golfer. No.
You almost agree with it. Oh, so he was on the team of Lucas then.
Yeah.
So he was kind of getting that shine.
Yeah.
I was set up with a guy that, oh, he's so nice. He'd be great for you. He wasn't that nice, and he wasn't that great for me.
Literally one dance, and then she's like, okay, well.
And we came here together, so. I fulfilled my prom obligations.
Mm. I had a room.
That's all you had is one.
Oh, nice.
You were going to lose your virginity that night. I'm sorry. But that's what they say prom night is.
She wore a shirt wrong, first of all.
Now, you know that I lost it when I was baptized.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, make you feel bad now. Ha
ha. It feel terrible.
Lost at a hookup lodge.
No.
No.
No. That's where I. That's.
I saw my first naked man at Camp Old Indian. So, wait, what'd you do? What? You did that there?
I didn't do it.
He just did the tongue in the cheek.
Oof.
Like, is that what you did at the thing?
No.
That's what it looked like.
That's why we called it hookup.
Wait a minute. You had that done to you. Okay, you did it like you were offering.
Oh, my goodness.
Like you were doing the service.
You know, the both of you, they've been.
I don't know why.
You always like that. I'm used to it.
I was just talking about how I thought that it would be a good idea to have this AI thing playing your dates, and I didn't mean to insult you. I apologize.
You thought I was a virgin.
Yeah. Like
prom night? Come on.
No, I said that because that is what, in the South, prom night is when you lose your virginity.
What made you think he was a virgin? The husky pants?
I didn't think anything about that.
All the photos she's seen of me from high school. I'm telling you, with facial hair, I look like I could coach the hell out of a lady softball team.
The rod meme.
Don't cry to baseball.
You just didn't live next door to it.
I tell you what.
Australian that wanted to take your virginity. I'm sorry.
He might have. You don't know.
He did.
Well, how are you doing, Hess? I'm looking pretty good in that flat top.
Stop, mate. Greg Norman. I'm not interested.
Oh, it'd be a shame if your pants fit around your ankles, mate.
You're acting like a real asshole right now. Australia, you get it? I didn't cuss.
Oh, well.
I didn't cuss.
I'll need you to drop your pants and walk backwards right to me.
Play some soccer.
Follow my voice.
You're starting to... God, who are you sounding like now? You're sounding like Nick Aldis.
God dang.
Oh, my goodness.
He's going to wrestle again. You can tell.
Oh, yeah. I'm still trying to get over the excitement of Baron Corbin coming back. Jesus Christ.
When I see things like that, and now you know,
I'd rather
see
Barry Corbin wrestle. How about that? Look that one up.
Barry Corbin?
That's a little Easter egg for all you Northern Exposure fans out there.
Oh, well, I'm not going to bother then.
So 40-year-olds are not middle-aged anymore?
I mean, if you know how long you're going to live.
So there's a new article in the Wall Street Journal that explores why your 40s don't seem like middle-aged. Because
God, that's
in America,
awful what you just said.
The average life expectancy for men is 77, women 81. So while those numbers have been climbing, with exception some with the pandemic and other things, 40 is still roughly middle age, but people are living longer. Are you okay?
Are you fine? Are you okay? Oh. Are you
okay? Whenever she sneaks one out, she tries to go past it.
She looks the opposite direction. Like, we don't know where that sound
came
from.
That's not mine. Don't blame that on me.
My gosh.
Did you know that police in Indiana were disappointed that fish fans were doing drugs? What kind of concerts do you go to?
They're fish fans?
A bunch of pescatarians.
You got to smell like fish and feet, you hippies.
Morning, ladies. Having a fun time today.
Fish spelled with a PH, my friend.
Oh, God, fish fans.
Not the BH. No. Hey, man, I need you to sneak some fish in New Zealand for me.
Oh, God.
It's a pike.
If you bring a fish in here, Mike, what's this, Smith?
You didn't put that pike up your crike.
Crikey. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God, Mike.
So, Fish played a three-night stand in Noblesville, Indiana, and police seized a large amount of mushrooms.
Hey, Fer.
Methamphetamine, LSD, heroin, fentanyl, MDMA. What's that?
Molly.
Okay. Marijuana.
Weed.
Nitrous oxide.
NOS.
So, the DA was disappointed.
Any scissorup?
Purple drink?
No. Any KT, special K? Ketamine?
MDMA?
Totem poles? Any footballs?
Peyote?
Twins in town?
Five people were arrested for felony level dealing and
Ayahuasca?
Or possession.
DMT?
So.
Sit us out.
That's stuff.
Purple drink.
Any of that stuff?
Mm-mm.
Purple drink.
Mm. Love it.
I'll never forget the, I won't say his name, but he does hail from Saxon. He said that I got some purple drink, but I drank it all already.
What's in purple drink?
Codeine and
scissor,
MDMA, all that stuff we just mentioned, actually.
Yeah, it's like a big drug smoothie.
Blue Chew's in there too.
Why?
Some of that.
That's just.
Do you want some?
No.
I got a swig left.
I can't take any
swig.
Opioids or anything like that.
Oh, that was a short.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Especially in liquid form, that would just come right back at you.
God dang, how you say it?
Opioids.
Oh.
I'm allergic to it.
God. Oof. Oh, I cannot say it. Why can I not say it?
I want you to, though.
Opioids.
Like Loratab.
Finally, opioids.
Opioids.
I was trying to say.
It's tough when you think about saying it.
Opioids.
Opioids.
Please make Oreoids.
Opioids. Opioid. Just think about like Andy Griffith.
Opioids. I was trying to make the joke like I'm not a Playboy, Paul.
Yeah.
I'm
opioid.
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 I might be that word you called yourself yesterday.
Mongoloid?
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Gloria.
Gloria is on line number one. Ooh, number one. Gloria, you're the one that wanted. Oh, it makes me think of the song. Gloria. 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 Hey, Gloria.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I hate that song.
I would imagine. I've known girls named Caroline that hate Neil Diamond and Outkast.
Yeah.
And then I knew a girl. My sister was friends with a girl named Jolene. No crap.
Really?
Yeah. So I can't imagine what that's like. Luckily, no one ever made a song about Matthew. It doesn't rhyme with anything. Turn the page, though. Paige, you got that one from Metallica.
Yeah.
What is your ask us question, Gloria?
Well, I don't want this to come across the wrong way.
If it is what I think it is, Madman's seeing somebody. I'm married. And all of Paige's friends are gay. So. But she's not gay, but her friends
she's not.
Are.
No.
Friends are gay as hell. She's not.
Oh, no, nothing. Nothing like that. But I feel like I've wanted to ask this forever, and I know a lot of other listeners are probably wondering the same thing. It's about nine.
Okay.
Well, I always assumed y'all weren't allowed to even say his name anymore. It's been like, I don't know, over a year now.
You know what? It will be actually 2 years in September.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't it crazy how fast time, literally how fast time goes? Yeah. It's so wild.
Yep. Right out the window.
But I mean, you know, because he left the show and what we heard was medical reasons, so I thought maybe the company just told y'all you couldn't talk about him anymore. But I just wanted to know, can you tell us how he's doing or would that get y'all in trouble?
No. It's a good question, and you know, I think what I will say here will probably surprise many people listening, and I don't want to, and I'm not speaking for the room here. Feel free to interject this. Nobody's ever told me not to ever say his name. Nobody. Mm-hmm. There was never a company meeting where they said don't mention him. In fact, like I do every now and then. And probably maybe what you hear is like a lot of times I'll call him Jimmy, you know, his kayfabe name. So, which is what I knew him as forever. So, no, there's never been a rule like that at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but here's the part that will shock you, though, is that I don't know how he's doing. And I wish I did. Like, No, I'm going to. I haven't talked to him a single time since he and the company went their separate ways. Not a single time.
Wait, really? What?
Yeah.
What?
I haven't either.
Like, the day that I found out everything, like, I will, and this is me saying this, only myself, not for where I work. The day that I found out that, I immediately started calling him, no answer. I called him, no answer. I texted him, nothing. I called, I text over and over. I don't even know how many times. Hmm. Probably a dozen. And probably like 50 texts. And honestly, looking back, I probably look like a stalker. Mm. I mean, probably. Like, but I don't care. I wasn't trying to get like answers on what happened or what. I just wanted to find out from my friend what the hell was going on. Because this wasn't like somebody that I just worked with. I'd known him for 26 years.
Yeah.
And if it makes me look weak or soft or whatever, so be it. I gave a damn. I cared. And I wanted to know he was all right. And I kept thinking that, I mean, I knew he was having a rough time. I worked with him. I thought maybe he wanted space, you know, every now and then. I'd try. Nothing. Like, nothing. And
yeah, I mean, same here. I can't tell you the last time I actually talked to him. It's been way, it was before, because, you know, there was a time before he officially separated that he wasn't coming in.
You know, after a while, Gloria, I started doing what I always do. I started to overthink everything. And I started wondering, like, and I'm going to be completely honest. Like, was I the only one that thought we were friends? Like, because we worked together all those years, but, you know, for 3 or 4 years, we were friends before started working together. So I start, like, questioning myself. Like, maybe I saw it differently, you know? I don't know. And the truth is, I may never.
Yeah.
I may not.
It's sad.
You know, Gloria, my mom passed away. And when I never heard anything after that, like, from my heart, that's when I finally quit trying. Not because I was pissed off or angry or I hated him or anything. Like, I just figured, like, if he wanted to talk to me, like, he would know how to and certainly saw my efforts. That's it.
Wow, Matt. I had no idea about this. I thought y'all still talked, or I figured y'all would know how he was doing. I can't believe you've never heard from
Paige,
no
you?
One.
Mm-mm. I mean, like, I'm asking you that, but I know, like, I mean,
haven't.
Yeah. And before anybody twists this into something that it isn't, like, I'm not mad. Like, I'm not trying to start drama. I'm trying to, you know, Gloria had the question, trying to answer it, you know, honestly. And like, I generally hope the you know, I want to call him the boy because I've known him since he was so young. But I hope the man is healthy. I hope he's happy. I hope that life is treating him well. And, you know, if he hears this or somebody sends it to him or whatever, like, I sincerely wish James Nine McDonald nothing but the best.
Of
and
course.
I mean that. Like, 26 years is a freaking long time. Like, it really is.
Well, thanks for answering that. I know there's a lot of listeners like me, and we all wonder the same thing. Appreciate you taking my call. But before I go, can I ask one more thing?
Sure.
Have y'all ever thought about bringing Jeff Lewis Neal back?
Now, hang on a second.
Lord God, is this Alti Lala?
He is a Russian sympathizer.
Oh, Lord. He's a
traitor to our country.
Yeah.
Gloria. Russian wolf.
Thank you very much.
Love you guys.
Thank
Listen
you.
Listen every morning.
Appreciate
half
you.
Live, half on the podcast. Thanks for everything you do.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
Thank you.
Have you talked to Mark, Lord?
Have you?
All right.
Let me get your address and we'll get a rating star.
The latter part is enough to us.
Yeah.
I got the number. Man, that was it. I mean, you get that question privately a lot. I've gotten it a lot.
I have too.
I said, no, it would be public.
Yeah.
Well, not so much now that I got, you know, when it first happened. But
again, no one. You know, hand to God, no one ever said, "Yeah, don't say his name anymore."
Just can't play anything with him on it.
That happens. I mean,
I don't get that, honestly, to be honest with you, but can't do it.
You know, I don't either. I lost the Paige and I both, Fat Boy, part of yours, like our first 8 years of our show was lost because someone was on it that decided to live a reckless life, and we lost those 8 years of our broadcast.
Yeah.
Then
still lives the same.
Some hackers took about 5 years of our. I mean, literally like,
stuff that we cannot access ever again.
They promised they would release it back, but you know that didn't happen.
Nothing.
Anyway, all right.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, 1-800-774. I mean, yeah, like, we can't sit there and, like, you know, from a standpoint of, like, work stuff. Like, I mean, they probably, you know, I would love to give anyone I could an update. But I will say this. When you ask it on social media, like, it's kind of, to me, that's kind of,
not, like you're trying to start something, maybe.
I feel like that.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, like, you, matter of fact, like on X, someone would tag him in a tweet to me asking how he is. And I'm like, just ask.
We'll tell you if you see us out, like we always say.
Yeah. You know, I ain't hiding nothing from nobody. And you know, nobody is on text or anything. But like, yeah, I mean that. Like, you know.
I knew there would be a separation if it ever happened, as far as, like, you know, like a period of not, probably not saying anything, but I kind of, because this is a long time, every day virtually for.
You know, I mean, it is. It's you know, one of the bigger shocks of my life, to be honest with you. But, I mean, like.
I hope he's in a better place than what he was when he was here, because it was not fun to be around for the past year.
You know, the same, you know, well, I don't use this same analogy, but, like, you know, with my mom, like, and I know it's like fifth time I missed her today, or mentioned her today. I miss her every day.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting ready to, the house is about to be sold, so it's kind of on my mind a lot. But when you know, when I miss her, I think about, like, well, she's better off. Like, she is not hurting anymore.
She's not in pain.
So, if this was not meant to be what was to be, then I, honest to God, hope that he's in a better place.
93.3.
The Planet Rock.
Rise, guys. P1 family.
P1 means priority one.
P1's listen at least 1 hour each day and text us day and night at 800-774-0093.
P1's religiously spread the gospel of the saviors of morning radio wherever and whenever they can.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say hello, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, which is Wednesday, June 15th. Happy birthday. Or July 15th. Or
suck it.
Thank you. You know, I'm the only one that ever says the date on the show, guys. So maybe if you had to do it, whatever. Yeah, I should be able to be cognizant of being awake for 4 hours and know the date, so yes.
Yeah, but...
Actually, 5 hours now.
At this point, you know, it's kind of like, starts falling apart a little bit. We got a lot of people who don't really have music.
Oh.
So we'll start with, he goes by, I guess, the name Fluffy.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Gabriel freaking Iglesias. Fluffy. I don't think he's related to Enrique, is he?
Okay, let me ask you this.
Julio Jr.
When we had Felipe Esparza and Butch Escobar.
And Saul Trujillo.
Let me get to it. Saul Trujillo. Fluffy was mentioned at some point, talking about Gabriel Iglesias. I couldn't tell if there was sarcasm with their answer or not. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, is he one of the guys, or is he... I don't know. I couldn't tell. Same thing with... Now, Mencia, I think they felt... Now, why am I just mentioning Hispanic comedians? Because they were, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to get Carlos in here. He's coming back in September.
Yep, September. September, 2 months, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fluffy.
Yeah, Fluffy.
I think they're cool with him. I was talking to him about Joey Diaz, so... They're all cool with him.
Dog, what are you doing, dog? Hey, dog.
Yo, he's got
yo, dog.
Gets not only Netflix money, he gets Looney Tunes money. Like, he's a voice of one of the Looney Tunes characters now.
You Looney Tunes.
And you think, oh, who is it? No, I'm not making a joke. Like, I'm serious. I know a friend of mine who bought a box of Looney Tunes cards, and they have autograph cards in them. And he got one of Gabriel Iglesias because I think he's Tweety Bird or something.
The freaking Looney Tunes and the Disney cards, they're over huge.
Freaking
man.
Crazy, man. I don't know. 48.
47.
He's in the club. Let's play this.
No way.
Yes, sir, he is. He's 50 years old.
50.
Give me the effing mouse.
Are we going to keep that?
Stupid 40. Ass computer.
I'm 50.
Yes, we have
50
to.
Years
well,
old.
That's a good point. We you can't keep it for.
Ever.
Damn.
We can because I told you in honor of Jeremy Clements being number 51, I will stay forever 50.
Okay.
That's true. You got
to
skip.
By the way, wowee, freaking Fluffy's coming to Cherokee August 14th.
Okay. Oh, very funny. We'll definitely go.
God, he comes right here a lot. He's coming to freaking Bojangles. Not the
really?
Restaurant.
No, Coliseum. Is he going to get a five Supreme Tenders combo with sweet tea and fries?
I want some dirty fries. I'm not doing an impression of him. Jason Priestley?
Nope. It's not Minnesota's birthday.
Ian Ziering?
Nope.
Girl?
No. It sucks that you can't mention Luke because he's no longer with us.
I know. Oh, God.
Rest
the one,
in peace,
the one that tried to be the singer. David.
Yep. Brian Austin Green.
Brian Austin Green.
Oh, wow.
He used to be married or in a relationship. I almost said bang. How crazy is that? He almost... who was the girl? She's very...
good looking. Actually, I saw a story on this recently. He said they only got married because he was attracted to her.
Give me her initials.
M.F.
Michelle Pfeiffer. No, that's a big...
guess.
God.
MF.
She was in Transformers.
Yep, she was. Been in a couple other movies, too.
Megan Fox.
Yeah. Megan Fox, who also...
Megan J. Fox.
...has a kid with...
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey! It only takes a minute.
You're doing good today.
I'm on the 8-second delay.
You are.
Brian Austin Green and MGK don't match up Eskimo brother wise as far as Jason Momoa and Lenny Kravitz, though.
Oh, God, no.
They're not friends.
So they're lower on the list.
Yeah. I'm going to go
51.
I'll go 52 then.
Brian Austin Green is 53. Oh. He's older than old Fluffy.
Dude, I'll have to find that on a future Best Damn Audio of the episode of 90210 when he's. They tried to make his character a singer. Oh, God, it was so embarrassing.
That's bad.
I was embarrassed for him. He was making millions of dollars. I feel bad for you, man.
Feel bad for you. The star of Undercover Brother. Very famous comedian.
Eddie Griffin.
Yep, Eddie Griffin. We haven't talked to him in years, but he's come on here a good bit.
Yeah. God, man.
Eddie Griffin.
I know. Like, somebody like him, I mean, he's what, like... It's kind of strange to say, but like, does he still act?
I think so.
Like, did he not join in the group with Kevin Hart? And
yeah, I was going to say, I think he was at the Kevin Hart roast.
Okay. Oh, okay.
pretty sure he was.
I'm going to say 57.
58.
Oh, she nailed it. He is 58 years old today.
58.
I got one.
Now, this one's going to be a bit of a stretch. But we'll see if you can catch on to it.
Is this somebody from Boogie Down Productions?
No.
Okay. That would have been weird.
But you know the band, obviously.
Yeah.
You got those tickets?
Let's go. Is it Forrest Whitaker's birthday?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. Forrest freaking Whitaker's
I'm
birthday.
I need those tickets. Oh, wow.
That's good, man.
God, he was great. He's great in everything he does, but the Godfather of Harlem.
Don't fool with it.
God, where was Bumpy Johnson?
Yeah. Yeah.
They got to come back and do another season.
I knew a Wooded Lot Whitaker, but never a Full Forest.
Phone Booth. Go watch that one, you know, from back in the day if you hadn't seen it. That's a good movie.
With the guy who answered the phone call.
Yeah.
Give me his initials.
CF.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell. Good little
There's
movie.
Some kind of autism or something here where I can
autism.
I cannot have a clue what the question is, but you give me the initials and I totally grab it. It's so weird.
The Shield. Forrest Whitaker was great on The Shield.
Oh, yeah. We're still guessing him. 64?
65.
I'm going to go 65, yeah.
Don't fool with it.
65?
Ghost Dog wasn't a bad movie either. He is 65 years old.
I thought that
old.
Was Bill Clinton. I mean, Bill Cosby. Wow, weird. I got those two mixed up.
Whoa.
Ghost Dog. Did you ever see Ghost Dog? He's like a samurai that like travels through time or whatever.
No.
No, I missed it.
Like
Sorry.
A hitman. Like a samurai hitman, I guess you'd say, maybe.
Samurai hitman. It's like Thomas Hearns meets...
You know, well, samurai we'll switch back Mike. To this guy. Ooh, I got to do an impersonation so you can get who it is.
Okay.
Because if I tell you he was a former governor, you'd guess it already. But if I tell you I live in Mexico now, you might still guess who I am.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. The body. Are you wearing a feather boa right now?
Guy Carrion Cross is the best Jesse Ventura impersonation. And Will Sasso does a good one, too.
Oh, how's Sasso doing?
It's pretty good. Remember, I remember the last time he was on the show, because he was Curly in the Three Stooges movie. And that's the last time we talked to him.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's been 15 years.
Yeah. a long time.
A long time ago.
Wow.
I have enough money.
Are we giving, guessing Jesse? Jesse's got to be, okay, I can do this number in my head.
Didn't he swear that Hogan and Linda were big swingers?
Yeah. With Macho and Elizabeth. Which I can still never see that.
That's an upgrade for the Hulkster.
Do you not see that?
No.
I think Macho was with Steph.
Yeah, thinking about switching, Hulkster. What do you think?
Don't you tell your dad. He'll fire me.
Yeah. You take my wife and I take yours.
Lenny, why's the door leaping, Lenny?
Yeah, is it a big cream birthday? Rises to the top.
Paige wants to move this along. Is it a big birthday?
I just want to know.
It is a big birthday.
I'm not done doing the impersonation here. Yeah, I want me a nice wife sandwich for me in the middle.
It can't be 80.
But instead of two pieces of bread, it's two bitches.
Either 80 or 85. There's no way
he's not there yet.
75? Okay, wow.
I thought it was 80. I'm sorry, you got that one.
Well, dude, yesterday finding out that, who was the old football player? Rosie Greer was like 90-something?
94.
God dang.
Rosie Greer.
That was a dang, not a damn like Paige has been doing all morning.
She has been. I mean, she said it straight up. Like, enjoy burning in hell.
I know. I thought it was because of the fart that I did.
Well, that was the first one. Second one, she was reading a text. And the third one she just did because
she didn't like doing the Macho Man too long. Yeah.
Back to the birthday, she said. Any heavenly birthdays, dude?
Oh, yeah. You remember Airwolf? He flew the plane around.
Yeah, Dean Anderson, RDA. Yeah.
That was MacGruber. That was my guy.
Hey, I've never seen your Gruber.
That was my Goober.
You're about to. If
you
we
worry
hang
about
out.
Your Gruber, I worry about my Gruber, all right? Yeah.
You think that's what he sold him?
I can't.
Listen, Hogan, we don't have to look at each other naked if we don't want to. You stand over there with your gimmick, and I'll be over here with mine.
He's just grabbing his glasses, just pointing around the room.
Gimmick.
Oh, God. We got to book Dan Soder just for the impersonation
God,
alone.
God, yes.
Jan Michael Vincent would have been 82 years old.
Jan Michael Vincent. Jan Michael.
Webster's daddy.
Alex Karras.
Yep. He would have been 91 years old.
Detroit Lion.
Linda Ronstadt, you want to guess real quick? It's a big one.
She's still alive?
80?
She's still with us. I don't think she's in the best health. She is 80.
Wow.
I was going to guess.
God bless.
Somebody's been cheating at the birthdays again. They're going to unplug the Google so you can't look anything up anymore. Yeah, you bastard woman, because we found out women can be bastards too. Yeah. I know
we
a
did,
lot of bastards.
We did.
Women.
You know, again, I walk away every day with a little bit of knowledge. Of little things that we wonder.
The Morgans know.
There can be lady bastards.
Yeah,
it's so weird.
Amazing.
But then we also knew you ever called a woman a daughter of a bitch?
No, but I'm going to. I'm going to start.
If I see somebody call me a D.O.B., I'm going to think it's my birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you want to start calling people in traffic? Where's it at?
Peanut head ass fat hoe.
Oh, I love God, yes.
It's a lot.
I got to check the stats on that. I'll do that tomorrow and see if it's still trending.
Peanut head ass fat hoe.
Yeah, that's what we called Mr. Fuji.
Yeah, that's what you put on the wall. You get a fat hoe to put on the wall of a football player.
You need a fat hoe, you call Hillbilly Jim. You know, because he's a farmer. It's a hoe.
Hillbilly Jim.
Oh, okay, so listen to this. Pert's going to hear this for the first time. There's going to be a major motion picture filmed in Greenville, South Carolina. And we have been...
It's not Cocoon 2.
It's not like they just... Yeah, it's not Leatherheads 4.
Oh, God.
But there's some extras needed. So, and there's like real big people in the movie. So tomorrow morning, we will have on someone from the movie. I don't think it's going to be the director, to be quite honest with you.
Would it be the first AD, maybe?
That's what I think it is.
Nice.
Will it be the DP?
They can tell you how you can be in the movie, and it might not just be extra work. It might be like lines and stuff.
So, that's a DP.
Wow, they went Paige off the door.
See you, bye.
Well, I guess I'll see you later.
Yeah, Paige. Sadly enough, though, this is a family movie, so no hookers are needed.
Okay.
Or what if she's the redemption story? You're the hooker the family finds on the side of the road, then they cure you from your whoredom.
Hey, Dad, aren't you going to pick up that hitchhiker? No, little Tommy. That's not a hitchhiker. It's a lady of the night.
It'd be a Hallmark holiday movie. It will come on after When Calls the Heart.
What's the name?
The daytime hooker we saved from...
From whoredom.
That's a Sally Field movie.
Thank you.
Is it?
Places of the Heart?
I don't know.
Oh, it's a great movie.
I'm just...
You guys are weirding me out talking about on this Hallmark channel. Yeah, let's go watch some... Let's watch some adult movies and eat lunch. Yeah, but then,
Are you okay?
Cream rises to the top, but guess what? It shoots everywhere, too, huh? Yeah, the coffee maker's not working. That's what I'm talking about. What are you talking about? You thinking of mine in the gutter there. I see you. Yeah, the wheels are turning. Yeah. The ears are smoking.
Are you okay?
God. Why do you have to belittle me when we're going out?
She loves to do that, but yet, as we're sitting here looking for that outro, that ping, that boom, she's sitting there. Are you guys going to get a break? I mean, what are you doing right now?
Go ahead and say it.
Go ahead, Paige. What do I normally say? I won't talk until you do it.
No.
What do I say every freaking day at the end of the show?
Wash your hands. Have a great day.
You know if we have dead air, Stone Man's going to come running down here.
Please stop.
What?
Say it with me. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day.
Wash your hands. God bless America. Don't you say what you were saying. God bless
America. No, I didn't say anything.
And it is
good.
Hey. I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Bye, baby. Bye.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.